Yeah. It's sad life, isn't it? Life and love.
Yeah, but,
you
know,
start out with such happy hopes and dreams, and sadly, so many couples end up biting the dust.
Yeah, true.
But what are you going to do? You know, you still go back. You try again until you find that certain someone. I don't know. Maybe it was easier back in the days of the arranged marriage. You know, now we try to marry for love. You find someone with whom you have a charismatic attraction, and sometimes, sadly, in relationships, when that charisma wears off. But when you have an arranged marriage, you learn to love one another, or at least a healthy respect. That's how they used to do it. I remember one time when this big city politician, the mayor, fixed up his daughter with the governor of the state. And they thought it would be a mutually beneficial relationship. Yeah, the governor had a kid about the mayor's daughter's age. And so they had a little tea social. And they said to the kids, you will marry. Take a look at your wife. Take a look at your husband. You will learn to love one another. And so while the kids were reluctant, they were also respectful children. And they married as they were requested to do. But the governor sent the lieutenant governor to spy on him on the honeymoon night just to make sure that the hobbling was going to go just sweet and they'd get along. They were both from very good families, and the lieutenant governor peered in the window and watched the whole thing and reported back. The governor puffed nervously on his cigars. He listened to the report. The lieutenant governor said it was like this. Apparently, she's a very formal girl. And she said to the mayor's son, I offer you my honor. The boy said, well, I'll honor your offer. And that's how it was all night long. Honor, offer, honor, offer, honor, offer.
The Grease Man.